Well, as an industry, as we go forward, there are a number of initiatives that individual growers are doing. You know, they're certainly concentrating on how best practices for how they're actually planting different varieties, how they're growing those varieties, their nutritional best practices, for instance, how they're harvesting. We've seen a number of growers across different varieties and regions moving to night harvest, particularly in the Northern Territory. But I think the one that has changed the industry forevermore is certainly NIR technology. So that's near-infrared technology, and we're using near-infrared technology to make our decision to pick. And that's all varieties in all regions. So we've actually gone out to the consumer, and we found out from them what they think is a flavour that is a good to great eating experience in a mango. And we've done it across all varieties. And we know then to deliver that flavour that's acceptable to the consumer, we need the fruit to have a certain dry matter. And for all the main varieties, Kensington Pride, Calypso and Honey Gold, the dry matter needs to have a reading of 15% when the decision to pick has been made. And for R2E2s, that's slightly lower at 13%. So now the industry has these NIR guns, near-infrared guns, we call them. Basically, we have a person on the ground who goes from region to region at the time of picking, plus each of the regions have some of their own guns. And they literally shoot the fruit on the tree, and instantaneously they get a reading, a near-infrared reading, that tells them what the dry matter of that fruit is. They do a number of samples, and then they make the decision to pick or to leave the fruit on the tree for longer until it reaches that minimum dry matter level. And that's meaning that as a collective, as an industry, we are picking fruit across all varieties and all regions, that once it's ripened, it's going to deliver that unique, exquisite mango experience that just keeps Australians coming back for more and more.
So that's what it means for consumers, a better tasting mango on the table. What about the people growing them though? What does all of this mean for them?
Well, in the last 3 years since we began our plan, and our plan is all about growing profitability for growers by 20%, and implicit in that is that everybody, our retailers, our wholesalers, exporters and importers, will all see an increase in profitability. In those 3 years from 2013 to 2016, the value of the Australian mango crop at retail has grown by 40%. The value of the fruit category has only grown by 20%. So that's extraordinary. What it means is more profitability for our growers. That's exciting.
Now, Trina Welsh, before I let you go, because you have got to get back into the conference, just explain to me, we were only talking earlier about how passionate you are about mangoes, how much you love eating them. How is a mango best served? I can't not ask you that here in the mango capital.
My favourite way to eat a mango is simply slice the cheeks off, hedgehog it and get into it, devour it all and enjoy the seed. It's still the best thing to suck on.